Father, we worship You right now. We just release Your virtue, Lord. Those that have come to this conference, those that are watching the conference, those that are watching now, those that will watch tomorrow, we release the power of God that, Lord, that there is no weak and sickly among us. That there is no weak and sickly among us. That there is no weak and sickly among us. These things may sound fantastic to the mind, but Lord, this is the hour to go past anything that's an argument from the soul. And in the name of Jesus, those that are here in this conference, those that are watching, those that will be a part of it this week, that they're not suffering with agonizing pain, that they're not suffering in their bodies, we release the virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not say in your heart, saith the Lord, this thing has been here a long time, and I must fight it myself. I must war and do this with the long hours of petition and confession. Yes, that will work. But believe me now, saith the Spirit of grace, for instantaneous results. Believe me now that the price paid at the cross was enough. And even as you have stood in faith, believe for the hour. Believe for the present. Believe for the words spoken to you, present tense, saith the Lord. You will see an ease in your body. You will see an ease in your emotions, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the enemy that has come to say to you that this thing will not be reconciled, it will not be healed. Know this, that everything that is fighting for that purpose is to divert you from your assignment, says the Spirit of the Lord. But each one of you nestle in to the presence of God. Get in a place this week of knowing that I am the Lord who heals you and I am the Lord who is pleased with you for being in this place or tuning in to these services. I'm thrilled, says the Spirit of the Lord, that you're part of this. I pronounce on you the blessings of the revivalists, those going forward and those being a part of this latter-day movement, says the Lord. Stand fast in these things. Rejoice in where you're at. Know that there is so much more to be had, but rejoice with an expectation of where you're at and where I'm taking you, says the Lord. Those of yesteryear who came to a place where great things were done so that you speak of them now as in history to say what great things were done then, those then were feeling my pleasure. So I say unto you, take upon yourself that same pleasure. That I christened them with a pleasure to know that they were in the center of my will as they gravitated to that place, knowing that they were part of something that I was doing. So know this, that in your expectation there is a place of pleasure that I will pronounce on you, and I have, says the Spirit of the Lord. So take this pleasure into your rest. Take this pleasure into your awakening. Take this pleasure as you enter into my house with thanksgiving and into my courts with praise. Expect. Do not turn to your weaknesses. Do not list them by number. But rather, know that I am there in grace to change those things as you go forward in me, says the Lord. But rather, take the hour. Take the season. Take the week, take that which you've set aside and I've set aside for the purpose of bringing forth this revelation that revival is now, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah.